550 WTMA. That's Minnie Riperton and her Tweety Birds and loving you. It's 425.
WTMA, Charleston.
Public hearing called for on Kiowa. This is Steve Bell, WTMA News. A Charleston attorney says he's calling for a new public hearing on the Kiowa Island project. We get an exclusive report from WTMA's Al Cammy following the action.
In about 1 week from now, the Charleston County Council will announce its decision on a zoning change for the now internationally famous Kiowa Island Development Project. The council vote comes next Tuesday. This reporter spoke with an attorney for the Kiowa Defense Fund this day, who indicated that a request will be submitted to council for a new public hearing on the project proposals. According to Frank Epstein, counsel for the group opposing development of the Barrier Island, not everybody opposing the project who attended the first public hearing last week got a chance to speak. Epstein indicates that the project is of such huge dimension that more public input must be permitted.
The South Carolina General Assembly returns to debate tomorrow over a number of important issues. The Senate will take up the Home Rule Bill, which State Senator Thomas Hartnett says presents some major problems.
Unfortunately, the Home Rule, which is what the electorate voted on in the 1974 election, has been completely distorted and bungled up by the addition of municipal government and annexation and the rights of utility companies and cooperative electric cooperatives.
State Representative McKinley Washington told us that the Home Rule Bill has little chance of passage. We also asked Washington about any revival of the debate over the Equal Rights Amendment, which he co-sponsored in the House.
There might be some method by which we would attempt to at least find out if there are possibility of reviving it. But at this point, as far as the House rule is concerned, it was a legal move. We cannot do anything about it as far as changing that. The motion to table is always in order.
Coming up before the House Wednesday is the over $1 billion general appropriations bill, the first state budget over the $1 billion mark. WTMA News Time, 427.
Tire Town says if your tires need replacing, time could be running out on you. Don't let this happen to you. See Bobby Miles at Tire Town on Rivers Avenue across from Miller's, Tire Town on Dorchester Road next to Hardee's, and Tire Town in Goose Creek. You don't need cash. Use your credit at Tire Town. Recaps guaranteed for 15,000 miles. Any size tire, just $10 at Tire Town. Goodyear 4-ply polyester tires were priced at $67 a piece. Now just $28.95 with the great Goodyear guarantee. Ask Tire Town about their special front-end alignment and brake check. Take advantage now of the savings, $29.95, for a complete expert brake reline. Tire Town is a certified safety inspection center. Check your sticker now. Price of your inspection absolutely free with a purchase of a set of tires at Tire Town, Rivers Avenue across from Miller's, Tire Town on Dorchester Road, and Tire Town in Goose Creek. Remember, all three Tire Towns open all day Saturday.
Residents of Phnom Penh expressed almost unanimous relief today at word of President Lon Nol's impending departure from Cambodia. Government sources say Nol plans to leave Tuesday, Asian time, for a self-imposed exile, which he hopes will lead to ceasefire negotiations in Phnom Penh. Nol spent today saying goodbye to his cabinet ministers and friends. Here's a report from Reuters' Alan Thomas in the Far East.
The President Lon Nol out of Phnom Penh, the way could be opened for peace talks with the Khmer Rouge insurgents, who have been besieging the capital for weeks. The insurgents say they now control virtually all of Cambodia and have repeatedly stated they would not negotiate with Lon Nol.
An international flotilla of more than 20 ships is standing off Da Nang in international waters, unable to help panic-stricken refugees because of heavy communist fire from the shore. South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond says that the abandonment of U.S. aid to Taiwan would be a mistake.
Such an action would be a terrible mistake. The United States has no stronger friend in Asia than Taiwan. Instead of abandoning our friend, we should now take steps to obtain a formal agreement securing her future.
The State Department has issued a strong denial against charges, and Mutual's diplomatic affairs correspondent James Hall has that story.
The State Department has branded a suggestion by Pravda, the Communist Party newspaper, that the CIA might have been involved in King Faisal's death as a malicious, deliberate lie. Departmental spokesman Robert Anderson says the U.S. views are being made known to the Soviets.
The presidential clemency program draws to a close at midnight tonight. That after two extensions. intentions. Larry Basker, chief counsel for the Clemency Board, tells us about response to the program.
So far, it's really been very gratifying. We've moved up a participation for something under 1,000 in the first 12 or 14 weeks of the Clemency Board program to something in the neighborhood of 17,000 as of Friday. And we expect quite a bit more to come in over the weekend in terms of telephone calls. We haven't counted up in those to date through midnight.
WTMA News Time, 4:30.
I'm telling you,
a sandwich is better than a sandwich, 'cause it's made with sunbeam bread.
A tuna salad sandwich made with mayo and tomato beats a tuna salad sandwich made with mayo and tomato.
A sandwich is better than a sandwich, 'cause it's made with sunbeam bread.
In contrast with Charleston's prospering tourism industry, most of South Carolina and the nation as a whole is suffering the pangs of unemployment. We asked State Representative Clyde M. Dangerfield how he sees the economic outlook in the state. Despite the
slight trend in the upward in this state, particularly in the lower part of the state. Now, I understand in the upper part of the state, the textiles is not too good. But there again, I understand that, as you know, Governor Edwards got some contracts for the textile people. And I noticed that they've put people back to work. So I think it may level off the latter part of this year.
Despite the unemployment situation, WTMA's Columbia correspondent Ken Wilmot reports on the rejection of some good jobs by prospective workers.
If Robert Half, head of the executive employment agency bearing his name, didn't have a reputation for veracity, this might be a hard story to take. Perhaps, says, with unemployment running at the highest rate in 30 years, many Americans are turning down perfectly good jobs for the oddest reasons. You take the client at Half's Chicago office who refused a job with a top publishing company because he noticed his prospective employer putting salt on a steak at lunch without tasting it first. Said the would-be employee, that steak may not have needed salt. How could I possibly work for someone who does things in such arbitrary and hasty fashion?
A single-engine plane landed safely in a pasture along State Road 18 near the South Carolina-North Carolina border today after running out of gas. A decision in a case involving the sale of milk below the minimum price set by the State Dairy Commission is not expected until later this week. WTMA News Time, 4:33.
There are three ways to get the oil changed in your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury. Number one, you can take it to a garage or service station and let them do it for you.
That'll be $10.50, buddy.
$10.50? What'd you do? Pour melted gold into it?
Don't blame me, buddy. Blame MA-RIP.
What's MA-RIP? Way number two is to do it yourself.
Martha! Martha! Bring another one of the kitchen fans and hurry
Mary,
up, will you?
You idiot! It's all over the driveway!
Or you can take the easy way out and bring your Ford product to Palmetto Ford, where our friendly service folks will change your oil for free, including free oil. All you have to pay for is the filter if you need one. And Palmetto Ford will keep on changing your oil for free every 4,000 miles for the life of your car. And it doesn't matter where you bought your car or how old it is. To get in on this free oil change deal, simply stop by Palmetto Ford and pick up a free oil change card. And every time you need an oil change, just present the card at our service department. Why is Palmetto Ford making such an incredible offer? Who knows? But if they're crazy enough to do it, take them up on it.
You ought to have this car serviced more regular, buddy.
New public hearing called for on Kiowa. It's 61 degrees, our low for tonight in the middle 40s. This is Steve Bell, WTMA News, on Monday, March 31st, 1975.